We're following recommendations from the World Health Organization, such as asking screening questions to all staff and clients when they enter the building, distancing, hand washing, sanitizing, use of personal protective equipment. So with that being said, when someone comes to the building, don't be alarmed if someone greets you with all this like gown and face mask and shields. We're just doing what we can to keep everybody safe, as well as we're continuing with our community counseling. Our Sonha Jiwa Sexual Violence Healing Center is offering sessions and support for existing clients over the phone. Youth Launch has decreased their capacity to allow for safe social distancing measures, as well as our Next Step Housing Program. They continue to receive support over the phone or in person while practicing social distancing. Something I also want to note, one of the differences when individuals do enter shelter at this time, because we are practicing safety measures, we would allow individuals to enter shelter, but they do go into an isolation process. And if they choose to, they have the option of being tested by Six Nations Public Health. And once that test returns negative, it will shorten their isolation period as well. But during their time in isolation, staff have been doing amazing, providing support to individuals. They speak to them regularly through walkie-talkies. They provide all their meals. We're able to do their laundry, all while practicing using our enhanced safety protocols.
Yeah, I know what you mean about seeing somebody in all of that equipment. It's a bit overwhelming if you haven't seen everything that it takes just to protect yourself.
Yes, and we're doing it again just for the safety of everybody within the community. And it can be overwhelming when you're in that. When you arrive, you're like, whoa, look at this person standing in all this gear.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. So tell us how your office and Uncle Danny Dell are working together to support single parents and their children who lack family support in the event a parent contracts the virus.
Well, we're aware of families receiving support at Gunukwisha. Both Gunukwisha and Ogunanidao, we acknowledge that the likelihood a parent could possibly come ill, and we have procedures in place. We're aware that they might not be able to care for their child if they get COVID-19. They might not have family members who will be able to step in and care for their child. So we've collaborated with Ogunanidao to offer support should this occur. Ogunanidao would support the family through a voluntary service agreement. This allows Ogunanidao to assist the family under care prevention, meaning the children are not in care. Again, I just want to note that that's a voluntary service agreement under care prevention. And a file will be open for the duration of the time that the parent recovers from COVID-19. However, that means that it's not a protection file with Ogunanidao. And there will be a special notation that will be made. The reason for opening was COVID-19. Again, the file will close when the parent is well and they're able to care for their children. They'll receive a letter of confirmation saying why the file was opened and that it is closed. And this is only put in place, if the parent does not have family support and that they're able to care for their children. Both Gunukwisha and Ogunanidao are working our best together during this time to be creative ways to support our families.
Ah, okay. So anything to add to that, ladies?
I would just like to say that we have a house not too far away from here that we use called Auntie's House, where we have, if need be, children can go in and have staff available to them to provide that support. If the families don't have any relatives available to them to take the child, well, the parent may be testing positive for COVID-19 at Gunukwisha. So it's a nice, homey environment. They're certainly able to visit other family members by virtual, by phone, or by videos. So we try to make it as homey as possible for the children coming for visits at the auntie's house while their parents have to get their wellness taken care of.
Well, these are definitely stressful times that we're living in, and you want to do what you can to alleviate all of that.
Yeah, we certainly do. And one of the things that we'd like to kind of mention is people sometimes wonder what we do and who we are. They certainly know we're building on Fourth Line there, but we are what we call a child prevention and child protection agency, where we assist families who are having some difficulties where the children may need some protection. So it's from babies, newborn babies, to youth that are 18 years old. We have now under the Act, it was the Child and Family Services Act. Now it's the Child and Youth and Family Services Act that allow us to service youth that are over 16 now. And we have programs for them available for them to receive some financial assistance. And it certainly helps them out a lot. We certainly want to ensure families do stay together. So if we receive a call from somebody in the community about a concern about neglect or possible child being abused, we'll respond to those. But I want people to feel that they don't have to prove that there's abuse or neglect going on. It's like if they feel reasonably confident that something's happened that they certainly wouldn't want to see going on with a child or youth or infant in the community, that they are able to respond to us and give us a call at 509-445-1864. And we have an intake unit that will take the call and take the information that they want to share with us. So I also want to say that it's not just people in the community that have to report. It's called duty to report, but also the individuals who are service providers are also required to make reports to us if they suspect a child is in need of protection or abuse. And I just want to point out that I know that a number of our families are not rich people and are doing the best they can with what they have. And I think people felt that in the past, and probably it did happen in the past, where families had their children removed because they didn't and were not able to provide the provisions for their kids all the time. But something we're doing now is certainly providing materials for families to assist them with food vouchers, clothing vouchers, and other things that will help them ensure the children remain safe with them.
Well, we are definitely all going through a learning experience through all of this. Wouldn't you say, Mallory?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I think this is something that we have to make note of and put in the history books, because as we've all been hearing, this is definitely not going to be over anytime soon. It's something we can build on. Well, you know, there was discussion too about during the SARS outbreak too, about ensuring that we all keep very good records of everything that's been taking place, and a lot of us have learned from that. So I guess it's not a good thing to say that, well, we can thank SARS, but having gone through that experience, it's made the process a little bit easier. So getting back to some of the different things that are going on at Ogwa de Nidal, can you tell us what duty to report means and who does that apply to?